Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold 'em. Hey. So lay your cards down.
Stop
down,
talking my
down,
ear off, Marcos. Trying to get over here.
Okay.
Badgering me on the other side.
Hey, you see what I got coming up, the draft?
Why didn't even. So sorry. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy a truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
The Heat, they take on the Raptors tonight, 8 o'clock, 6:45 pre-heat with Solana. Panthers shut out the Columbus Blue Jackets 4-0. Our boy Bob, Big Bob with 25 save shutout. Back-to-back shutouts for the Cats.
Oh, that's good. They were both Bob?
No, one was Stoli.
Even better.
Yeah, I agree.
Remember, no, because remember we had the
that's
parlay.
That's right.
Yeah, and he was like, oh, my mouth. Said, yeah. My mouth tricked you. I'm like, oh, okay.
Great.
UFC 300. We'll talk about a little bit of that. Aaron Bronstetter.
Everyone
from Sportsnet.
Okay? No.
Looks like we're good, man. I think everybody made weight. The only guy I didn't know if they did was Jamal Hill, but I'm pretty sure he never misses weight. So
nice.
Yeah, it looks like Armand Sarugian made weight. Kayla Harrison was the big question. Mm. Because she was, she fought at 155 for PFL, and they don't have a 155 in UFC, and they made her get it all the way down to 135.
What?
20? She looks like a skeleton because she is, she's a wow. Jacked woman. Like she's in very good shape. You know, I don't know if it's 2 or 3 million in the PFL, but she, the PFL, you know, they do the $1 million tournament. She's won that at least twice, maybe three. I forget.
Jeez.
But
who's she going against? Holly Holm.
Holly Holm.
Nice.
Holly Holm. Who's old?
Yes,
but good. You know, pretty
the skipper.
Good.
Beat Ronda Rousey.
She did. Skips back and forth across the ring.
Yeah, she does. She does. And yep, knocked out Ronda Rousey, very famously, the first woman to ever defeat Ronda Rousey. Rousey recently spoke about that. She was like, "Oh, I was concussed going into it."
Oh, get
and,
out!
And my Holly Holm went.
Is there a fighter that has worn their welcome out more than her?
Yeah, and it bums me out because she's really
she
important.
Was like the poster for, you know, that the fight game at 4 minutes. Everybody, Ronda Rousey, Rousey, Rousey.
She was great.
And she just ruined it.
She was great. I mean, like, you know, there's no women in the UFC if it's not for her. She's a very important figure. But
she also did the same thing in WWE. They kind of
yeah, they were. You know, some people, hey, listen, some people are a pain in the ass. I still appreciate her because I thought I really enjoyed Ronda Rousey's career. I thought she was awesome.
And then even Serrano. She kicked off of she did something too and got she was in
Are you
Fast,
talking about the boxer?
She was in one of the Furious Five.
Oh, Gina Carano. Gina Carano. Yeah, you're talking about she got out of the Mandalorian. She tweeted some conspiracy stuff.
She was all in because she was in Deadpool. What the hell?
I know. Anyway, we'll talk a little bit about that with Sportsnet's Aaron Bronstetter, bottom of the hour, and go over the card. Appreciate Dade South. He's like, all right, put a little five ski on the old Tobes parlay. I got the Ricky Bobby parlay, first and last. Knockouts, Cody Garbrandt, Jamal Hill. Jamal Hill did make weight, by the way.
How much did $5 get me?
That would be a hundy, right?
Well, no, so if $100 would get you $1,900, then...
maybe 90?
85 bucks. No, I'm sorry. 95 bucks.
I'll take it.
Yeah, hundy.
That's pretty good.
Get you a hundy.
I'll take it.
Five ski, a little hundy.
Take a look.
Now, it could be over first thing of the night.
Well, that's good.
That's the problem at first you last. But the anticipation is if you hit it first,
yeah,
you get to wait all night.
That's fun.
You got to do it. I have only made one wager in the fight game ever. Oh, no, two.
Oh, because
I know you won the Mayweather.
The Mayweather, I made a kill.
Oh, yeah, you got tricked into the last one by Thurman, right? You bet the draw. Oh,
yes! Right.
Yes! He was so convincing, though, dude.
I feel bad for him.
He was so, dude.
What happened?
We were dabbing each other up. He was so convincing.
He was supposed to fight last week against Tim Zhu, and he fell out. He got an injury like a week before the fight.
Oh, get out of here. That sucks, dude.
Yeah.
And I've been waiting to get my hands on these boys. I just been waiting.
Still waiting,
that guy, man. He's the best.
Hey, so yeah. Hey, Marcos.
Yeah.
A killing. I was the only one celebrating. I'm like, hang in there. Hang in there, Connor. Hang in there.
Great.
Man, the Masters, Leroy. Give us an update from the Edwin Watts Golf Shops. Get there.
All right, we got you. Max Homa, Bryson DeChambeau. Bryson DeChambeau's even on the day. Max Homa's 2-under. Scottie Scheffler hasn't teed off yet. He tees off later this hour. Then you got Nikolai Højgaard, Cameron Young, Danny Willett, who's a previous winner. They're at 4-under. You have 3 at 3-under. You have 5 at 2-under. 7 at 1-under. And that's top 15. So if you're under par, you're top 15. Tiger currently is at 1-over, which puts him well inside the cut. The cut is currently at 2, maybe 3. So he's just turning a back 9. Other than that, that's really about it. So a bit breezy. So guys are struggling.
Right.
Just as I look, Bryson DeChambeau is now 6-under.
We'll take a quick break. Back with more shenanigans after this.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
I'll say there, Chester. Look at that romp.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, I'm just trying to have a good Friday, you know, minding my own business. Got the Heat back tonight, got a Marlins series starting, got the spring game tomorrow.
Is this BG's?
Yep. Got the Masters going on. You know, just trying to enjoy a little Masters, baby, right?
I'm watching it.
And wouldn't you know it, Marcos and I are just trying to enjoy our Friday, and who's here to ruin it?
Solana!
No. Mother bleeper.
We can't. We can't say anything.
Yeah, they just went to commercial because he left.
Oh man!
But you want to know who the ESPN just interviewed, Leroy? You want to know who they just interviewed?
Take a wild guess, Leroy.
Take a wild guess. Who do you think they interviewed?
Who would upset Tobin this much?
A lot of people.
That's true.
Actually. I know. I'm trying to think. Oh, Kyle Lowry.
No,
he's back on the screen.
Oh, get him out of here! Okay. Enough of him already.
He has a special.
Wait, JJ Redick.
Oh, damn.
JJ Redick.
No, bad. It's not JJ Redick. But I saw JJ Redick in person the other day. Handsome. But let me just say it with him. It's enough of JJ. It's enough. Not as handsome as Mike Breen though. Mike Breen's put together.
True.
You know he's got to go, dude. He's just trying to watch a little Masters coverage. Hey, can we have? I don't know. Golf people on, but no. Who do they have to go with, Leroy? Who
it's
do
Patrick.
I have? Who do I have on my shoulder?
Ryan.
Oh no,
it's Patrick, dude. Ryan.
I would have
he there.
I would have never guessed.
Why is he there?
Literally, why is he there?
Why is he there?
What are you doing there? What could you possibly have to say about this, you bum? Why do we ask this guy his opinion on anything? He stinks. He stinks at quarterback.
He actually calls that his master's hat.
Oh, does he? He calls it his master's hat?
Did he say that?
He did.
He calls it his master's hat. Could you ever imagine being so mediocre at something and everybody just went, oh, let's have Ryan on because he has a beard. He's not particularly interesting. It's not like he says wacky things. It's not like he's particularly insightful. No, he has a beard. Find anybody else. Anybody else. Just trying to enjoy my Masters Friday. And who's here to ruin it? Fitzpatrick, a rat, a bum. Sick of it, dude.
Yeah, I knew that was not going to end well as soon as he showed up on TV.
And it's green.
Yeah, the Masters. That's because of the color of the Masters.
No, I get that, but no.
Are you sure it's not for all the money he's fleecing people out of?
Or is he part Irish?
Yeah.
You know who else is there?
He does kind of look like a leprechaun.
Who else is there?
Richard Hamilton. Do you see him peacocking around?
No. Like, Why aren't we talking to former NBA champion Rip Hamilton? Why am I talking to a guy who's never made the playoffs?
Never made the playoffs?
Never made the playoffs. Mm. Never!
Wow.
Wow, I can say I made the playoffs half of my career.
Look at that.
Never made the playoffs. A gazillion teams once led the Miami Dolphins in rushing. Mm. The season, not a game.
Mobile.
That's a knock on the Dolphins. Incredible. That's a knock on Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Incredible statistic.
That is absolutely crazy. Rough.
Do we have Myles Gaskin that year? Makes sense.
Sick of that guy.
Dude, why? Why is Myles Gaskin getting hit by shrapnel?
Because they put Ryan Fitzpatrick. It's not my fault they put Ryan Fitzpatrick on and upset me because it's like I'm just trying to enjoy my golf coverage. And who shows up with a green hat? Not the Lucky Charms guy, okay? This bum, Ryan Fitzpatrick, shows up. For what?
Is he even like Steph Curry golfs? He does that. You know, Patrick Mahomes, seen him in
does
the whatever.
He golf? Have you ever seen him in a pro-am?
I've never seen him.
What did you want him on your team for? So he could slice it nonstop?
Somebody said Ron Pitts.
Okay.
This guy's out here, and he's just, ask me opinions about the Jeff. They took my team. Boo! Yeah, you're right. They did. You want to know why? You stink.
In the 3 minutes of his interview that we watched, one of the minutes was dedicated to his special hat. Another minute was dedicated to name dropping. And the final minute was talking about how there's no phones allowed at the Masters. And how he hates
probably because he's like, oh, damn, heart, dude. Less selfies for me.
No attention. He said he's getting out of there early since there's less attention.
I can't believe this. So disappointed in the worldwide leader. There's got to be better people to talk to.
Yeah.
Got to be better people to talk to than him. You think anyone's going to recognize me, Rip, with this hat? Yeah, dude. Everybody knows you have the stupid beard. Right. We get it.
You think Rip Hamilton knows who he is?
Apparently he was hobnobbing with Rip Hamilton.
Who has made more off of their beard, James Harden or Ryan Fitzpatrick?
I would say Ryan Fitzpatrick. James Harden, look.
James Harden gets a max contract every time he's up.
Yeah, but not because he has a beard.
At least he made it to the playoffs.
Even if James Harden had to shave his beard, like, he'd still get a lot of money for playing basketball. He could shave
his beard and get another 5 years because people would think it's somebody else.
Probably. But, like, that's the only reason anybody has him on there, for that stupid facial hair.
Have you ever seen him without a beard?
Ryan Fitzpatrick?
No.
Oh, James Harden. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Not good. Ooh. Not good.
Yeah, and I remember Ryan Fitzpatrick without a beard, too. He showed up that 1 year. You stole Conor McGregor's gimmick. That's all you did. That's all you did. Stole his thing. Mm. Another mediocre white guy with a beard.
Wow.
That's it. That's all you are. Intangibles. Never made the playoffs. Sorry. I'm going to let it go.
It's amazing. We're sitting here during break, you know, trying to end the show. It's been a good week. We got a busy weekend. Immediately. This guy goes,
really
ruined
it. Gets deep.
Have a great day. I had the golf on. I have UFC coverage on in here. It's a fun Friday in the studio. And that bum had to come on my screen.
That beard.
Dick. That beard and that green
hat. I can do that.
Green hat.
I can do that.
Well.
Big deal.
I don't know.
Big deal, dude. I have that Richard Ryan Fitzpatrick in 3 weeks if I wanted to.
3 weeks.
That's all it take.
I don't think so.
Basically right there, right? Okay. Right there now, man.
You can maybe get the really? Green hat.
Dude, can I tell you, there is no way in hell. As long as I've known you, I've never even seen you with
Ruffage. I choose not to.
Okay.
I choose not to.
You could let that grow for a month, and you ain't getting...
No, I would be, oh, it'd be a woolly mammoth. Oh, terrible.
Baby woolly mammoth.
Mm. Oh, man. I need to calm down. Talk a little UFC, a pro's pro, a man who's not a show pony, Aaron Bronstetter. This guy is one of the best. If it wasn't for this Helwani peacocking all over the place,
wow,
this guy would be Helwani, all right? Mm. And he's Canadian. Way nicer. We love the Canadians on this show.
Nicer.
Love them. Love them.
With that being said, Raptors are going down tonight, but everyone else.
Oh, yeah, dude. Take a break.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Talk a little fighting coming up next. All right, welcome back, everybody. Very excited to talk to our next guest. You guys know we are thrilled. UFC 300 is this weekend. We just had UFC 299 down here a couple of weeks ago. And, man, that was a crazy atmosphere. That was a crazy card. This one might actually top it from a depth perspective. And we have just one of the best reporters in the business joining us here. Aaron Bronstetter joining us, courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for the most up-to-date fight lines and props for UFC 300. Aaron, it's a pleasure, man. Thanks so much for the time.
Hey, thank you, Ben. I appreciate you having me on.
This is very exciting, this card, obviously. You knew they were going to stack it up and down. What do you think is flying under the radar as far as like all of the fights, all the props? What's one that's that just personally tickles your fancy that you're excited about?
Yeah, I think Diego Lopez against Sadiq Youssef is an interesting one. I mean, featherweight is such a stacked division with so much talent. Nobody's really talking about this fight, and I don't really blame them. I mean, you look at the amount of star power on this card. If you're making me make a hipster pick, I think that's probably going to be it. I think Diego Lopez, the way that he attacks submissions, his aggression, his striking improvements have really been on display. I think Sadiq Youssef is a great litmus test for him at this part of his career because Sadiq Youssef is an excellent fighter in his own right.
Has there been anything this fight week that is, I guess, surprised you from, you know, any personal fighter's attitude or outlook on something in particular this week?
I mean, Jamal Hill is very calm, and he kind of always is. He's got like this kind of quiet intensity to him. It's not that he's a quiet guy. He's actually very talkative, but there's just something when you're around him that you can feel kind of the intensity that comes with him. And with that is also kind of a calm. Like he doesn't seem to be afraid of anything. Like he just seems to just approach things moment by moment. And when it comes to getting into the cage, he doesn't really change his demeanor at all. He's confident in his abilities. And I also saw Kayla Harrison, who's trains out in your neck of the woods, and she's just absolutely shredded right now, making 135 pounds. Like I don't think that she's probably hasn't been 135 pounds in like 10 years. And now she's trying to cut down to make bantamweight because it's the heaviest division for female fighters right now in the UFC. And she looks great. And I think that it's going to be interesting to see how she performs at this kind of a weight class where she's just not accustomed to being that size.
Yeah, that one I was very surprised. Like when she learned she's on, I was obviously very excited about that. But yeah, you've seen Kayla in person normally. I've seen Kayla in person. I was like, I don't know how that's going to happen. But her biceps, everything, like she's looked shredded. Her biceps look bigger than her head. But it's I am pretty curious. Are you worried about performance at all with her in this one? Because Holly is obviously as tested as anybody in this. Or do you feel like the odds are right on this one? Because Kayla's a pretty overwhelming favorite.
I think if I was betting on her at that price, I'd be very worried. I think that Holly Holm's obviously a very stiff test for her in her first UFC performance. But we're also talking about somebody who's won 2 Olympic gold medals, in judo, which historically Americans haven't really participated that much in, let alone medaled as gold medalists. So the amount of drive that she has as a human being and her drive towards excellence is the thing that I think makes her such a big favorite in this fight. Is we know what she's capable of at her best, but can she perform at her best when she's not walking around at her optimal weight?
For this one, there was so much made. You mentioned Jamal. So much was made about the main event, and everybody was hoping there was going to be some kind of Hail Mary. But this is a pretty banging main event. This has been a snake bit division. It feels like ever since John Jones left it. Do you feel like we get the winner of this, and hopefully there's going to be some continuity of injury free and controversy free and all that for a little bit, or do you feel like the weirdness at 205 will continue?
I really hope so. But when you look up and down that ladder at 205, there's only like one fighter, and I think it's the 15th ranked fighter that's under 30. So we're seeing a lot of fighters right now in their prime in this division that I think are going to make some noise in the coming years. I mean, you mentioned John Jones. Since he's left the division, there's only been one successful title defense from a champion, and that was against Israel Adesanya, who was coming up a weight class. So I think that right now we are kind of hungry for some sort of continuity, like you mentioned, in this weight class. Jamal Hill never lost the championship after he beat Glover Teixeira last year. During International Fight Week, he was playing in, a celebrity basketball game and tore his ACL. So kind of a freak injury that's not – it's always crazy when you have fighters and they get injured playing basketball, right? Like, I mean, they're in a sport where, like, you're designed to get injured, so to speak, right? Like, you take so much damage. He goes and plays basketball, tears his ACL, go figure. But doesn't lose the belt. Belt is vacated. Ends up being a bout between Yuri Prochazka and Alex Pereira. Awesome fight. Pereira wins. What he's done in the last 3 years in the UFC is just absolutely unprecedented, becoming a two-division champion after being a two-division kickboxing champion at the highest level. It's such a great main event. I mean, this card top to bottom has so much talent. And if you know the game, you know how good of a card this is. The problem is, like you mentioned, you were looking for a Hail Mary main event that would kind of draw in the outsider. Not really there. You know, I spoke to my colleague RJ Clifford, called this a love letter to fight fans. That's really what this is. These are just high level fights from the very start of the night to the end of the night. Any of these fights could headline a UFC Fight Night card, except for maybe Brundage versus Bo Nickel. I don't know if they would put that as a headlining fight for Fight Night, but just such great talent across the board.
Yeah, you put on, I just saw on your Twitter, you put a crazy statistic odds wise about it. It's, what was it? It was like plus 550 for it to be in a minute or plus four something. But it was like the difference between winning in round two and a minute. It was crazy. What do you want to see from Bo? I mean, he's obviously, it's fascinating. It's great to see him, I guess, in this, what's odds wise is looking like a squash match. But man, I mean, he kills everybody he gets in there with.
I mean, I would just love to see him get tested even a little bit. I mean, is that too much to ask, right? I mean, Cody Brundage isn't some walkover. He is a guy who has UFC wins. He's been around for a while. This isn't a guy that they're just bringing in off the regional scene for him to squash. But at the same time, if you look at odds on a week-to-week basis in the UFC, you don't see minus 2,300 ever, right? Like, this is pretty unheralded to have on a card like this that's so talent-laden, to have this much of, I guess, what you would almost call a squash match at minus 2,300, like a total showcase. It's very rare. And I think probably Cody Brundage is feeling about as disrespected as you can feel if he's looking at these odds, knowing that he's been in the UFC and maybe could give Bo Nickel even a little bit of trouble. You know, I spoke to Bo yesterday and I was saying, like, people are going to eventually start, like, trying to find things that you know, might need to improve or aren't quite as good at yet. But, like, you haven't shown any, he hasn't gotten hit in his fights. Like, he hasn't taken a single strike, a significant strike, I don't think, since his very first outing in any MMA contest. So I think that anything that happens to him where he looks a little bit human, people are going to pounce on that little thing. And that, I think, is good for Bo Nickel, because I think it'll just motivate him, given the kind of competitor he was as an amateur wrestler and now bringing that into MMA.
What do you think is the way right now these, you know, quote unquote, like, young rising stars, they do feel like they're trying to be more savvy in the way they rise. Look like a guy like Sean O'Malley taking his time before, you know, he gets to the title shot, and, you know, ended up turning out to be right. But I look at a guy like Cody Garbrandt, who, you know, wins the belt at 25. I don't know if anybody's going to do that anymore, where they just jump into the fire, have a rise to the title like that quickly. What, like, when you talk to these fighters these days, like, do you notice that, like, that being a thing of them wanting to pace themselves? Because I think we've all said, like, hey, Bo Nickel, why don't you go fight Khamzat? Like just do it already and get to it.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. That's a great point, because if you look at the bantamweight division and Sean O'Malley, like, Sean O'Malley is considered one of the young champions in the UFC right now. But historically in the bantamweight division, we've had guys that have been younger than Sean O'Malley when he won the championship, even though he was still relatively new to the UFC. Henan Brow was younger. Piotr Jan, I believe, was younger when he first won the championship. You know, you mentioned
Cody.
Sorry, who did you just mention? Yeah, Cody was younger. Like, all of these guys were younger for the most part than Sean O'Malley, who's like the young champion in the UFC right now. So it's pretty interesting to see. And I think you're right. I think that, again, if you look at the standings at heavyweight and light heavyweight, I think, like, a large percentage of them are born in 1991 and 1992. So that would make them like 31 and 32 respectively, or 32 and 33 respectively. And there are maybe, I think, three fighters that are still in their 20s of the top 30. If you amalgamate those two, like, if you look at light heavyweight and heavyweight. So a lot of these fighters right now in their 30s seems to be when they hit their stride, and young champions seem to be a thing of the past, but you just never know. There's always going to be those young phenoms that come up that are able to win belts early in their career if they get an early enough start in the UFC.
Yeah, I remember I was talking to Cody before his last fight, and, you know, that's a guy I think everybody should report. Like, everybody kind of thought he was going to be one of the faces of the UFC before the whole grudge match with TJ. He's not old, but, like, it's a tough test. He's opening this up against Figueiredo. I think you know, people are thinking they're questioning, they still question his chin. You think there's any Cinderella, another chapter of Cody Garbrandt's career, or do you feel like, you know, it kind of is what it is at this point? He probably got his peak moment.
Well, I think it is what it is, and I don't think that that's a knock on Cody. I think that if you look at the bantamweight division, it's just so stacked that in order to make up ground in the division at this stage in his career, it would take a lot. Like, beating Davison, of course, would be great because Davison's ranked, and then that automatically just brings you back up into the rankings, and you can go from there. But right now, the bantamweight division, I think, is the most stacked division in the sport. I think that if you look at outside the UFC, even at the PFL, like, their bantamweights that they acquired from Bellator, I think some of them would be top five in the UFC. Like, this division just has so much talent. So for Cody to be a champion again, it's going to take a lot. And I think that he's, of course, up for the occasion, you know, up for it. But you mentioned the doubts about his chin. I think people are always going to have those doubts in any fight that he has from here on out.
So the one that everybody's saying is people's main event, obviously, BMF title, Gaethje, Holloway. What are the things that this matchup in the lead up to it, like, what are the things that you find most interesting? Because, I mean, I don't know if you could find two more beloved fighters and pretty even, and you would have very good reasons to why each one would win. What is the thing that, I guess, intrigues you the most about this matchup?
Well, I think the matchup itself is what's intriguing, because you would never expect that these guys would be matched up against each other, right? Like, you got Holloway right now, who I think a lot of people said, you know, if you ask who should Ilia Topuria face next, they'd say Max Holloway. And then you've got Gaethje, who's very close to a title fight at 155. But this, I think, is like kind of the one kind of dream matchmaking fight that we have for UFC 300, a fight that we just know are two of the most consistently exciting fighters in the history of the UFC, I think. And you're putting them against each other, like, it's kind of a can't miss proposition. And I think that's why you put these two against each other for the BMF championship. And I kind of hope that the BMF championship follows this kind of model going forward, where you take fights that you wouldn't necessarily expect to happen, or they don't really make a lot of sense from a meritocracy standpoint, but you know they're going to be a ton of fun. And I think those are the kind of fights that they should be embracing with this BMF championship if they're going to keep it up as a thing.
So what do you imagine the fallout will be from this fight and the title picture? Because 155 is very interesting. Obviously, you got Tsarukyan and Oliveira on this as well. They'd have, I guess, a claim to fight. And then, you know, Poirier's tweeting this week to Islam that, you know, I'll see you soon. And a lot of momentum after Poirier did what he did to Benoit Saint-Denis, that he should get the title shot. All good arguments. If you were Dana White, what would be your move to fight Islam next?
Well, personally, I would say whoever wins between Oliveira and Tsarukyan is like the most, from a merit standpoint, probably the best candidate. Although I think that if Tsarukyan wins, you could make a case him, Gaethje, you know, you're kind of both on similar ground, especially if Gaethje ends up beating Max Holloway. So the Dustin fight, I think, is more of a necessity because of the schedule. Like, they have a card in June in Newark. There aren't that many champions available to fight right now. Islam wants to get in there. New York has a big Russian population, so it kind of makes sense from that standpoint. And Islam wants to fight again in October in Abu Dhabi, so that schedule kind of aligns there. So I think that the reason why they're looking at Dustin is because that fight is, what, I think 8 or 9 weeks after this card tomorrow. And now suddenly these guys are going to have to turn around and fight for a championship against the top pound-for-pound guy in the sport. Not ideal. So I think that that's why they're looking to Dustin, just from a scheduling standpoint. But in terms of merit, like, if Charles Oliveira beats Tsarukyan, I think he's the guy.
Before we get you out of here, and a couple more, listen, you do a fantastic job just professionally watching the work that you cover in the sport. Fantastic, the rapport you have, the interviews you do. I got to ask you, man, as a guy who does cover the sport, because I'm I'm usually more into, like, the Heat Dolphins. This is like my playpen. I love, you know, this to just not even think about it. Have you noticed how weird MMA Twitter has gotten lately? Like, is it just me as a fan just sitting back and being like, what the hell is going on here between the feeds, how everybody is acting? Have you noticed just professionally, like, a difference in, I would say, the last 6-7 months of just how MMA social media has gotten?
Well, Brendan, if you're noticing it and you're not covering it on a day-to-day basis, imagine how I feel. I mean, it's been turned on its head, and it's like, it's wild. I don't even know. I try to just continue to, like, keep it 100 and do what I do and provide the kind of information that people followed me for in the first place, and not kind of, I try not to get into, you know, barking matches with people that say just completely ridiculous stuff. Sometimes it's hard, honestly. You try to bite your tongue, but when people just say things that are so, like, mind-bogglingly dumb, you almost have to, like, put them in their place and be like, no, you're, you know, this is not something that, like, any human being should think. But
I don't even know.
Yeah, like you said, it's just,
dude, I don't even know who's
something of a cesspool for sure.
I don't even know who's real anymore. Like it's wild. Like I will be tweeting about the Miami Heat and just like, hey, bad shot by Tyler Hero, and then there'll be some, you know, mention and be like, you have always hated Tyler Hero, and I'll be like, this person has zero followers and appears to be a porn bot. Like what the hell is going on here anymore? But MMA has just been a fascinating one because it just, I don't know. It just, I guess it's all the trash talk that just ramps people up. And I've just wondered if you've noticed that. It's been crazy.
Well, I just kind of don't get the point of the platform anymore. Like the platform was great for, in terms of information, real-time information. Like that was the place to go. You want credible sources. You want people who you can see that they're credible and that they are knowledgeable in their particular area. And now you're like giving, anybody can buy a blue check mark, and I just don't get the point. Like, what's the mission statement of X now? Like, is it free speech? Like, it was kind of free speech before, as long as you didn't like say stuff that was like just completely reprehensible. So I don't really get what the mandate is. I think that the platform itself has kind of been eroded and is a shell of what it once was. And I'm hoping that one day it kind of returns to the glory days of just being a great hub for real-time information.
Well, you do that, man. Ambrose, go follow him. He's brought to us courtesy of Bet Online. Check Bet Online for the most up-to-date fight lines and props for UFC 300. He does a great job covering mixed martial arts for Sportsnet. Appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Brendan. Appreciate you.
All right, take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.